Observations of Multiple NH$3 Transitions in W33, by K. Terson et al. At a distance of 2.4 kilopascent, W33 is an outstanding massive and luminous 10% sized star-forming complex containing quiescent infrared dark clouds as well as highly active infrared bright cloud cores heated by young massive stars. We report measurements of ammonia, NH3, inversion lines in the frequency range 18-26 GHz, obtained with the 40 inches resolution of the 100 meters Effelsberg telescope. We have detected the J, K, equals, 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 2, 1, and 3, 2, transitions. There is a maser line in the 3, 3, transition towards W33 main. Brightness, temperature and line shape indicate no significant variation during the last approximate light year 36 years. We have determined kinetic temperatures, column densities and other physical properties of NH3 and the molecular clouds in W33. For the total NH3 column density, we find for 40 inches, 0.5%, sized region 6.0, p-meter 2.1, t-meters 10 to the power of 14, 3.5, p-meter 0.1, t-meters 10 to the power of 15, 3.4, p-meter 0.2, t-meters 10 to the power of 15, 3.1, p-meter 0.2, t-meters 10 to the power of 15, 2.8, p-meter 0.2, t-meters 10 to the power of 15 and 2.0, p-meter 0.2, t-meters 10 to the power of 15 cm-2 at the peak positions of W33 main, W33A, W33B, W33 main 1, W33A1 and W33B1, respectively. W33 main has a total NH3 fractional abundance of 1.3, p-meter 0.1, t-meters 10 to the power of minus 9 at the peak position. High values of 1.4, p-meter 0.3, t-meters 10 to the power of minus 8, 1.6, p-meter 0.3, t-meters 10 to the power of minus 8, 3.4, p-meter 0.5, t-meters 10 to the power of minus 8, 1.6, p-meter 0.5, t-meters 10 to the power of minus 8 and 4.0, p-meter 1.2, t-meters 10 to the power of minus 8 are obtained at the central positions of W33A, W33B, W33 main 1, W33A1, and W33B1. From this, we confirm the already previously proposed different evolutionary stages of the six W33 clumps and find that there is no hot core in the region approaching the extreme conditions encountered in W51IRS2 or SGRB2. The ortho-to-para NH3 abundance ratios suggest that ammonia should have been formed in the gas phase or on dust grain mantles at kinetic temperatures of GTRSI meter 20K. This was observations of multiple NH$3 transitions in W33, by K. Terson et al.